Czech and Slovak researchers have received a wealth of documents from the Russian authorities about the fates of thousands of Czechoslovak citizens imprisoned in the Soviet Union during and after World War II. The access is to military archives relating to around 38,000 Czechoslovak soldiers fighting on behalf of Nazi Germany, mostly ethnic Germans, Slovaks and Hungarians. Dominik Yoon discussed the materials with Adam Radulek of the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes, which received them this week.
The majority of the prisoners of war were from the German minority in Czechoslovakia, then the Slovaks, then Hungarians, which served either in the Hungarian army or the German army Wehrmacht in the east. For us as Czechs, it's very problematic to help families of their relatives to search in these documents. But it will be very valuable for example, our Slovak colleagues. But of course, we already have received questions, even though majority of the Germans were moved out of Czechoslovakia after the Second World War. There are still remaining relatives who still are not aware of the whereabouts of their family members.
So what exactly did happen to those prisoners in the Soviet Union? Did they die in captivity?
Not as many as in the Nazi camps for the prisoners. In comparison, prisoners of war in the Nazi Germany, approximately 60% of the Soviet prisoners of war died in the captivity. In the Soviet captivity, approximately 10% of them died. For example, concerning the Slovaks, there were approximately 10,000 prisoners of war from Slovakia, and approximately 7,000 of them were released already during the war era to join the Czechoslovak military unit in Soviet Union, and then they fought for the liberation of Czechoslovakia and Europe from Nazism.
So it's not correct to say that this information relates to people who disappeared and were never heard from again?
No, of course there are, because it's like a database of approximately half of the prisoners of war that came from Czechoslovakia. Of course there are cases of people that died in POW camps. It could be due to their injuries that happened in fighting, or from the malnutrition or other causes.
Does this represent something of a breakthrough or a thaw in relations in terms of Vladimir Putin's Russia, which is known in recent years to be more closing its archives to researchers?
Definitely not. You know, there were rumors in the Czech media that this is the first time that historians received such a list. I think we are the last country that received it. The Germans, Poles, Hungarians, Japanese, they already managed to obtain these materials in the 90s when the archives were more open than in these days. Czechs and Slovaks are among the last to receive such a list. It's mainly due to their lack of interest in the topic. But of course, if you want to search, for example, for the fate of political prisoners, to search their personal files in today's Russia, it's very complicated, more complicated than it used to be during for example, Yeltsin era.
That was historian Adam Radulek.